Good morning, Gathering Place Wardville. My name is Alex Robertson. I'm the youth pastor, and I am taking over for today of our reading of Galatians and a little bit of note-taking on that, and then prayer. So if you will, join with me, Galatians chapter 6. We're going to finish up the book today. I'm reading from the New American Standard. That's what I've been doing some of my personal reading in. Chapter 6 is titled, Bear One Another's Burdens. So, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. Those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply that they will not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who are circumcised do not even keep the laws themselves, but they desire to have you circumcised so that they may boast in your flesh. But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, so this section is called Bear One Another's Burdens. So we start off right here, and we see in verse 1 through 3, we do not live the Christian life alone. And what I got from this, and my one thing I wanted to say is make sure that you're checking up on your people. And they may not necessarily be the people that you are in life group with or that you go to church with. Check in on people who you know are stuck at home, which right now is everybody. So spend some of your time each and every day reaching out to those, be it through FaceTime, be it through text messaging. There's Zoom is an app that you can use. Kevin made a plug for that on Sunday. A way that we can do life groups together. I believe our life group's going to try and do that this week, just so that way we don't miss out on a certain aspect of the community. Now proximity is important, and being able to spend time together is important. But in these hours and these days, it's important that we keep that social distancing. And so we enjoyed yesterday having people drive by the house, going on a bear hunt, being able to talk with some people from a good distance and just being able to see each other's faces and talk has been really good. And this platform of being able to live stream and to share what the Lord is showing us is also a great thing as well. So in verse 4, look at who you are and what you have done. Do not compare yourself to anyone else. Don't look at someone else's flaws to make yourself feel better. Don't compare yourself. Don't look at your own flaws and look at somebody else's highlight reel from their Facebook page or their Instagram or whatever and compare yourself there and look at how poor and how crappy your life is in comparison to what they're putting out as their highlight reel. We don't compare ourselves. What we do is we look to Jesus as the author and perfecter of our faith, and we see that he is going to bring it to fruition, and that he is good, and that he is far better than any one of our best days, and he is far better than any one of our worst days. And he chose us for our best and our worst days, knowing that those were coming. In verse 6, it says, be thankful. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Now, one of the commentaries I said is that the students were required to provide for the livelihood of the teachers. And that is a part of us as the church, is to give money and to give of ourselves to continue the work of the church, but also to provide for our ministers. And so a little plug, I don't get paid by the church, but a little plug so that we don't forget to give. If you need a way to do that, it's on our website. It's tagged at the top of our Facebook group. Don't forget to give in this time if you are able. But say thank you to our elders. I'm thankful to Zach for starting this whole thing off, for Kevin and Josh for also filling in, and thankful to Mike for leading our church together as elders, our life group leaders who are ministering to their families and ministering to the life groups. Be thankful to them. Send them a little letter. I put out a post yesterday on my personal page about wanting to become pen pals with people to kind of help to slow down and unwind and get back to writing things a little bit more and sending out some mail. Verses 7 and 8, we reap what we sow. How true is that? If you want 6-pack abs, you can't eat potato chips and sit on the couch. You have to eat right and work out. Just ask Peyton Christian about that. Use this time of life to slow down and reorient yourself to God and sow in the word and in prayer. If we all sow in Netflix, we will reap nothing of value. If that's all we reap is Netflix and Hulu and all of that, then we're not going to reap anything of value. So during this time, I I'm very, very much speaking to myself. I've watched more TV in the last few days than I'm proud of. But actually diving into the word and spending time there and reading and praying and journaling, doing those things now that you have an abundance of time. The biggest excuse that I've used myself and I've heard others say is, I just don't have time. I just don't have time. Well, now you have time because you don't have a commute. You don't have, you're working probably less. Most of us probably are working somewhat less, than we were before. You have time. Just make sure that it's something that you want to do, and it's something that we should want to do. Verses 9 and 10, keep working and pursuing God, even if you do not see tangible results. This one's hard. It's hard to keep going at something when you don't see a tangible result. If you don't see that you are making changes, that you're seeing tangible results, it's hard to keep pursuing something, especially if it's something that's difficult to pursue. But we must, in the Christian faith, we know that we may not see tangible results in this life. That is okay. We will see tangible results in glory one day, and that's far better than any tangible results that we can come up with here on earth. And the ultimate result will be in glory. Even if we do see results in this life, the ultimate result will be in glory. Paul values this portion, verses 11 through 18. He writes this with his own hand. Now, a little background. Paul, at this point in his life, probably was having vision problems, which is why he's not only is he dictating most of this book, and that's why he says, I'm writing this with my own hand, that he took the writing instrument, the quill or whatever it was, from his dictator, or who he was dictating to, and writes this portion himself. And he says in these large letters, because that's all he could see. He couldn't see the small letters anymore. He was having vision problems. This gives it authenticity so that when the Galatians would read this, they would know this came from Paul, but also this gave them shows that this is a valuable portion. He did this oftentimes with his farewell greetings that he would write with his own hand. And this portion here, he's talking a lot about. He goes back into the circumcision, like what Josh had yesterday. He talks in verse 13 about Judaizers were emphasizing circumcision as proof of holiness, but ignoring the other Jewish laws. And one commentary says that people often choose a certain principle or prohibition and make it the measure of faith. Some may abhor drunkenness, but ignore gluttony. Others may despise promiscuity, but tolerate prejudice. The Bible is in its entirety is our rule of faith and practice. We cannot pick and choose the mandates we will follow. And how do we know what the Bible says? By spending time in it. We reap out of the Bible what we sow into the Bible. Spending time here will reap benefits in our lives. And then in verse 18, Paul's letter to the Galatians boldly declares the freedom of the Christian. The people of Galatia wanted to grow in Christ, but were being misled by those who said that this could be done through a list of certain Jewish laws. How strange is it for a prisoner who has been set free would immediately walk back in to their prison cell and refuse to leave? How strange for an animal released from a trap to go back inside it? And how sad for a believer to be freed from the bondage of sin only to return to rigid conformity to a set of rules and regulations. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have been set free. Instead of going back into some form of slavery, whether it's legalism or it's sin, use your freedom in Christ to live for Christ. Serve Him as He desires. And how do we know what He desires? By spending time in His Word. Let's pray. I'm going long, but let's pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for this day. I pray over each and every person of our church, Lord, that you would just reorient us and give us bold and desires and to create new habits that we continue long after quarantine is over, of waking up early and spending time in the Word. Even if we don't have to wake up early, Lord, that we make it a priority, that we go to bed on time, that we wake up on time. We spend time in your Word. We reap out of your Word what we sow out of your Word. We spend time with you. Orient our hearts to be gracious to one another, to be merciful to one another, to check in and see, serve one another even from a distance. Check in on our neighbors who may not have anyone checking in on them. Lord, if that's writing letters, if that's phone calls, if that's FaceTime, Lord, we have an abundance of ways of staying connected. But let us be a people who are connected because we want to be connected. Give us desires to check in on each other. Let no one go unnoticed. Lord, I pray that we would live in the freedom of Christ, that we would not live in a bondage of sin, that we would not fall into old sinful habits, we would not be lazy, that we would not be jealous of others, but Lord, that we would be jealous of you and jealous of and loving and longing for the day that we will all sing in glory. We love you. We praise you. We lift up your name with the highest praise, and it's in your Son's precious and glorious name. Amen. Be blessed. Love you.